Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back or to get over your ex. This week, I want to talk about why is your ex still watching your stories? That is the million-dollar question. We all want to know, why is someone who broke up with us or even someone who ghosted us still watching our stories? Personally, if I break up with someone or even if someone breaks up with me, I don't watch their stories. I actually did break up with someone over a year ago, and I have not watched one story. And I couldn't even watch it on the down low if I wanted to, because their account is private. But I don't want to, but that's just me. However, most people are not me. And they will watch your story even if they broke up with you, or heck, even if you broke up with them. Why? Well, stay tuned and you'll find out. But first, I want to welcome back my beautiful No Contact Army. Have you downloaded my app, Silencio? Well, if you haven't, the link is underneath every single video and podcast, and it will help you to stay in no contact. And if you too would like to join our No Contact Army, all you have to do is hit the subscribe button and the bell notification, and you're in. And to read our manual, go to nocontactsecrets.com, where you can read two free chapters before you purchase the book. So before I give you the reasons why your ex would be watching your stories after they broke up with you, or you broke up with them because they cheated or took you for granted, there's something important to keep in mind. And that is, are they still following you or not on that platform? Because if they're not and they're watching your stories, that's actually a great sign, because they have to seek out your profile. It doesn't just come up in the feed. So their interest in you is higher than an ex who still follows you and is also watching your stories, okay? So the first reason is to see if they made a mistake. Did they make a mistake in breaking up with you? So be sure to show them that, yeah, they did make a mistake, especially if you were needy in the relationship. If you're not contacting them and you're living your best life, they will second guess their decision. Or if they lost attraction to you physically and now you've leveled up, they'll second guess again their decision. Or if they wanted you to make a change in your life that you didn't, but now you're making that change, now that they're gone, they may change their mind about the breakup. So give them a show and show them that, yeah, you know what, you did make a mistake. Number two is to see if you're happier without them. To see if you're doing better or worse without them. They're going to expect you to be sad, and they will get an ego blow when they see that actually you're not sad. And they may think, oh, well, they're just faking it. So make sure that it looks like you really are having fun, that you're not sad, at least not in the photos and videos that you post, because they know you, right? They can read your expression and your body language. You can't fake it. You got to really be happy in the videos and photos that you post. You can be sad the rest of the time, but not in the videos and photos. A third reason is a bit sinister. They want to live rent-free in your head. They're trying to mess with you. What? So it really depends on what type of breakup it was and on their personality. And usually the younger the person is, the more likely they are to do something like this, or if they're toxic. So don't show them that them watching your stories affects you by posting things that are meant for them. And I'll be talking about this later on, so just stay tuned. And by the way, if you're finding this helpful, be sure to hit the subscribe button. It takes 2 seconds, it's free, and it will help the channel grow so that we can help more people get their ex back. Thank you. Okay, the fourth reason is to see if you're dating someone else, because they want to know if they still have access to you, or if they will have access to you if they change their mind. And if you want to get revenge on your ex and you are going to date someone new eventually, you want to date someone who is either the total opposite of your ex or someone who looks exactly like them. That will mess with their head and their ego. And if you're a woman, you want to date someone who's much more successful. And if you're a man, you want to date a woman who is younger if you want to get revenge on your ex. So yes, they will be checking to see if you're dating someone. The next reason is that they miss you. Aww. So feelings don't just go away, even if they felt that they had to break up with you. You were a big part of their life, and they were used to watching your stories, so it's going to be hard for them to all of a sudden stop. And if they do all of a sudden stop, it's because it's too painful to watch, not because they're totally done with you. So it's just a matter of habit. They were used to watching it. They miss you, and they're able to feel a connection to you by watching your stories. Which is why I say that after 2 months, if you don't hear from your ex, if they don't reach out and you didn't cheat or take them for granted, and they're still watching your stories, then you have to block them. You have to cut that connection so they don't get that dopamine hit anymore, and they have to really think about whether they want to reach out to you or not. Okay? And then the final reason is that they want you to contact them. And they're hoping that by popping up in your stories, you will reach out. But of course, we know that you're not going to, right? Because that would be breaking no contact. Unless, of course, you took them for granted or you cheated. So do not fall for that trick of thinking, oh, they're watching my stories. They want me back. They want me to contact them. Well, if they want you back, they're going to have to do the reaching out, all right? And then the last reason is to see if you're going to post any messages for them, especially subliminal messages meant for them. That's why I say do not post cryptic messages on your social media, because I consider that breaking no contact. If your ex knows that it's for them, which they will assume it is probably for them. So stop that. Usually women are more guilty of this than men. And I know you're just trying to get your frustration out, but that's not how you do it, okay? Do not post cryptic messages. All right, so a recap of the reasons why your ex is still watching your stories, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook or Snapchat, okay, is they want to see if they made a mistake. They want to see if you're happier without them. They want to live rent-free in your head. They want to see if you're dating someone else. They miss you. They want you to contact them, and they want to see if you're posting any subliminal messages for them. So now I want to hear from you. Which of these signs, if any, do you think applies to your ex, if your ex is watching your stories? So please comment below. And if you would like me to help you get your ex back, you can contact me at theartoflove.net. The direct link is below every single video and podcast, and we will send you the rates. They are not on the page. If you found this video helpful, please like, subscribe, and share. If you're listening to this as a podcast, please rate and review. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.